Good morning and welcome to our Resurrecting Sunday Soul Connection. As always, we begin our time together with Naturally Seven and Let It Be.
Lord, I pray for this day we've come together, that our hearts and our minds reflect you. And I pray that our lives will the better, staying true with the Lord that you choose. Oh, let's pray that these words we are saying will bring joy and happiness to someone.
Applaud you for taking the next 45 minutes or so out of your busy Sunday as we come together to celebrate this Easter Sunday. Today, I just wanted to focus on the message, the lessons, the understanding of what Easter Sunday means to us. Today, it's not just an event that happened 33 AD, but as the sacred text said, that Jesus Christ was the same yesterday, today, forever, world without end. The message, the teachings of his life, his ministry, and the events that we are honoring and commemorating today are just as valid now as they were all those thousands of years ago. You see, when I refer to Jesus as the master teacher, the sacred and the holy, Jesus, the man, the person, understood his divinity. He recognized, embodied, and lived and expressed from his Christhood. And the invitation has always been that we are to do the same. It was not only Jesus the Christ, but each and everyone is the Christ as well, as they align with the truth of their being, of who they are and whose they are. Every year I try to make the message of Easter as relevant and pertinent for life and living, and not just a historical event. And this year, as I reflected and prepared for today's message, it became more and more obvious to me that the theme has to be about love. Because if we look and reflect at everything he said, he did, demonstrated, it was always about love, and it was always from love from which he acted, responded, and expressed from. When Jesus was demonstrating love in action by healing the sick, it says in Matthew that when Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them and healed their sick. He raised the dead in love. And John 11 tells us Jesus wept once more, deeply moved, when he came to the tomb. It was the cave with a stone laid across the entrance. that he was raising Lazarus. And Jesus demonstrated love feeding the hungry, Matthew 15 tells us. He called his disciples to him and said, I have compassion for these people. They have already been with me 3 days and have had nothing to eat. I do not want to send them away hungry, or they may collapse on the way. Jesus preached and taught about the kingdom of love. Mark 6 tells us, when Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, he had a compassion on them, because they were like sheep without a shepherd. So he began teaching them many things. And ultimately, we know his ultimate sacrifice. When he said, there is no greater love than he should lay down his life for his brothers and sisters. You see, my beloved, he lived, expressed, and demonstrated love in all his actions, his messages, his teachings. And I want to share from my sacred text his ultimate commandment. I believe when I share with people I'm in interspiritual, interfaith minister, and they look critically at me to explain that I simply recognize and honor that truth is in all traditions to some degree or another. But ultimately, it comes down to this. It's about love. And Jesus, when asked what was the greatest commandment, responds, love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this. Love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these. Mark 12, 30-31. At the Last Supper, he said, a new commandment I give you, love one another as I have loved you. So must you love one another. And on the cross, again, even in the pain and the agony, he said, this I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them who despitefully use you and persecute you. Matthew 5:44. I wanted to take this time to share these verses with you because it's very easy to get caught up and distracted with the theologies and doctrines that people want to push as Christians. But as I always say, I'm a lover of Jesus and not a Christian, and I look to his teachings and his message as an example of how I'm to live. We studied and investigated the disciples and what it meant within us, the 12 faculties. If you recall, we did this a few years back. We understood that Peter represented faith, Andrew strength, James judgment, Zebedee, James the son of Zebedee, and love was John. Philip was power, Bartholomew imagination, Thomas understanding, Matthew will, James order. Alpheus was zeal, Simon the Canaan was illumination, and Judas the life conserver. And what I realized that we spend an awful lot of time, Amir, talking about the Easter message. We talk about Judas and the betrayal. We talk about Peter and his denying Christ. But the one disciple we don't mention in the Easter story so much is John. John, who represents love. We know that when Jesus left the Last Supper and went to the Garden Gethsemane, he took with him Peter, James, and John, representing faith, wisdom, and love. We know also that it talks about, as he laid at the Last Supper, the disciple whom he loved the most was beside him. That was John, love. But here's the thing that we always overlook. When Jesus was crucified, we knew that it was the women that stood at the bottom of the cross, except there was one male disciple. All the others were hiding. We know that Peter had denied him three times as Jesus had predicted, and all the other disciples, all the other faculties had fled. And here's the one thing that stood out for me. Excuse me. When we always have to look at the deeper teachings of what the symbology of these things mean, it is in our time of troubles and stresses and challenges, it is love that is always there by us. Faith, wisdom, strength, zeal, all of these things can flee us, but love never can. The love of the Father, the love of the Divine, the love of the Holy is ever abiding, ever with us, ever surrounding us. It was the disciple John that represents the faculty of love that stood there with his mother and the other Marys. We've already discussed in previous Easter messages the significance of the women, the strength of the women, the boldness and the courage of the women that did not depart from him but was ever present. Overlooking too, the disciple John, representing the faculty of love, stood at the bottom of the cross. So when we know that Jesus resurrected, and we are familiar with this story, so I don't need to share the Bible text for that. We know that Jesus appeared three times. He appeared three times to each of his disciples. We recognize that he appeared at one time, at first to Mary, as they attended the empty tomb. He appeared to the disciples when they were locked in the room and breathed the Holy Spirit on them. He appeared to Thomas. And he appeared, although I know they don't count the appearance to the ladies as the appearance to the disciples, but I consider they are disciples too. But he also appeared when they were on the beach and he had Peter follow him. He asked Peter three times. And remember, as they were walking down the beach, he asked Peter three times, "Do you love me?" And Peter answered, "Yes." And he says, "Feed my sheep." It's an invitation to allow faith with love, because love was following in the disciple of John, to sustain our spiritual nature. We need love working through faith, following through faith, to allow our spiritual nature to come to the fore. We see that without love supporting, faith cannot stand strong. We see how faith can weaken in times of distress. We remember when Jesus was walking on the water and Peter, representing faith, looked out and saw and asked Jesus to bid him come. And as he walked on the water, as soon as he saw the waves lapping, he began to sink. Faith can waver. Faith can shake. Faith can dither if it doesn't have love supporting it. We know that three times he asked Peter, "Do you love me? Feed my sheep." And what is the significance of that? The significance is that he needed Peter to affirm that loving the Christ nature, loving the Christ presence, which is God in him, will embolden him and strengthen him. He needed to affirm it so that it was affirmed in his spirit, in his soul, and in his body. My beloved, this Easter message is a recognition and a realization that we need love flowing through our faith in order to move mountains. We need love emboldening our faith in order to look beyond appearances and remember that always love, the infinite presence and power of the divine, of the holy of holies, is ever present, is always with us, is always uplifting, supporting, and encouraging us. You see, it's not for nothing that each time that Jesus asked Peter, "Do you love me?" that love in the form of the disciple John was there. And even Peter got annoyed because John was following them. And Jesus had to say, "What is it to you if love is following?" If we are to live our lives in accordance to the divine will for us, our faith must be established in love so that the two working together can strengthen and fortify us against doubt and wavering and stress and insecurity. We know that Jesus embodied love from the text that I shared at the beginning of this message. We know that the sacred text says that perfect love casts out all fear. We have to allow our faith to be strengthened in love, fortified in love, established in love. So as our teacher reminded us that we will do greater things. Jesus had Peter affirm his love for him three times, dedicating him, allowing him to dedicate himself, to affirm in himself, in his body, soul, and spirit, to the service of his higher self, to his God self. I love the quotes that I shared with you yesterday by Kate McGann. The very first Easter taught us this, that life never ends and love never dies. The Christ life, the Christ love is eternal within us. It's ever guiding us, ever directing us as we allow our faith and love to be entwined. I came across this by Ruth Burgess. She says, "Love poured out on that cruel cross, a blood offering so we might go free. Love poured out, infusing this world with rivers of grace and hope of rebirth." My poem for you this morning is entitled, "The Sabbath Day Was Over." The Sabbath day was over, and through the gray of dawn, the women crept in silence, bewildered and forlorn, to find the borrowed grave where their master had been laid, and offer love's last homage, although they were afraid. The tomb was broken open, the guard had fled away. The empty grave, clothes gleamed in the rising light of day. The body had been taken, no knowing why or how. The spices and sweet ointments had lost their purpose now. A stranger told the news that as yet they could not see. The crucified is living. He waits in Galilee. Go tell his friends to follow. Speak out, be not dismayed. They ran but spoke to no one because they were afraid. By mystery of your spirit, you gave their message voice. The dumb was made to speak and the grieving to rejoice. For somewhere on their journey, in truth they met you. From death and dread and silence, the word of life broke through. My story that I want to share, I was going to share two, but I think time is tight, so I will just share one. The first is a quote from Matthew 28:5-6 that says, "The angel said to the women, 'Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay.'" The author Susan Downs writes, "I developed a bad habit as a very young reader that I still practice today. When the suspense of a story gets to be too much for me to handle, I skip to the last chapter and read just enough to assure myself that everything works out okay in the end. Of course, this practice drives everyone crazy, except me. But my nerves can't handle the tension of a well-written suspense scene unless I have the promise of a happy ending. When the earth began to shake and the angel appeared at the tomb of the resurrected Christ, the rough, tough guards passed out from fear, and yet the women who had come looking for their Lord, while no doubt scared, as the angel acknowledged, weren't fainting in shock or paralyzed with fear. They had walked with Jesus, they had sat at his feet, they had witnessed him perform miracles, and though the situation looked bleak on that Saturday, sandwiched between the horror of his crucifixion and the unrealized glory of what would happen on Sunday, Jesus had shown them enough of the story's ending, that these women could face whatever happened next. Little did they know, they were about to experience the happiest ending of all time. My science of mind reading is entitled Rising Up. Our first quote comes from Nona I. Brooks. "Do not think that you must wait until you die to know eternal life. Life in its fullness is here now." Ernest Holmes, "If we are incarnations of God, then our spirit is God, individualized, and as such, it must be eternal." The author writes, "On this day, Christians around the world will celebrate the resurrection of Jesus as their Savior. However, in science of mind, Easter takes on a different meaning. Those who practice New Thought view Jesus as a master teacher who led by example, telling people what he did, they could do also. In rising from the dead, he showed that life is eternal. After life on this earth, life continues as a consciousness is freed from the body to express in another plane of existence. Ernest Holmes encouraged people to focus on this life, connecting with the kingdom of heaven within themselves to express their highest and best, letting go of any worries about what might come next. On another level, the resurrection of Jesus offers the lesson that just as the stone was rolled away from the entrance of Jesus' tomb, we too can roll away the stone of our small selves to let our true selves express a higher and deeper level of consciousness. In essence, living from the Christ within us. Just as Christmas is a celebration of the birth of the Christ consciousness, the consciousness of oneness within each of us, Easter can be a time where we commit ourselves to removing whatever blocks us from expressing the Christ consciousness that is our true nature. We can metaphorically roll away the stone of ego and fear, allowing our true self, the self that sees through the eyes of love and oneness, freedom to express. My beloveds, if you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes as we go within for this morning's reflective affirmative meditation. As always, I like to remind you of the words of Job, who said, "'Tis the Spirit of God that has made me. 'Tis the breath of the Almighty that gives me life." Let us be cognizant of this truth as we take the next 3 deep breaths in. Inhale, lower the diaphragm, extend the stomach, and take in the life-giving, energizing, renewing, restorative breath of God. Hold. Gently, slowly, please. Inhale. Hold. Gently, slowly, please. For the 3rd and final time, inhale. Hold. Gently, slowly, release. Our meditation this morning is from Ernest Holmes' 365 Science of Mind. He begins with a quote from Isaiah 65:21, "And they shall plant vineyards and eat the fruit of them." Please affirm, perfect work and perfect supply are mine. As I accept this truth, it is done. I refuse to look upon effects that have been brought about by my own limited thinking. I turn my mind to the infinite, available everywhere to everyone, all loving and all powerful. I let go of all fear and open my hands to receive that which is mine. Infinite creativeness flows through every person. There is no reality of lack or limitation within me. I have talents and capacities that now become clearly known to me. I am guided by the Spirit to recognize my inner wealth. Divine wisdom knows exactly what I can do and shows me how, when, and where to do it. The right ideas occur to me, and the right people and circumstances come into my life. Each opportunity is better than the last. For God in me forever moves me onward. I move forward joyously now, accepting that which is my perfect environment, employment, and supply. I am prosperous in all things as I allow the divine nature of God to flow through me and to take form in my world. Take a deep breath in as we allow that powerful affirmative reflection to resonate within our being. And let us enter into our circle of prayer. As always, the invitation is there to include anything or anyone that is in need of prayer at this time. Mother, Father, God, Thou who art the absolute mystery, the infinite intelligence, the omniscient, omnipresent, omniscient spirit that is everywhere present at every point in space and time, known by many names but none can contain. As we come consciously into communion with you this resurrecting Easter Sunday morning, truly let us have buried and entombed the limitations, the fears, the doubts, the worries, the little egoic nature, the not enoughness, and all the other stresses and things we cling to. Let us bury it in the tomb and let it remain there as we resurrect and rise up in consciousness to the awareness of our Christ self, our Christ nature, our Christ potential. Let us embody the teachings of our way shower in thought, word, and deed to love. To allow love to strengthen our faith, to embolden our faith that we can say to that mountain, move and do not doubt, that it can be cast into the sea. That we can say to our health challenges, our financial challenges, our personal challenges, we can speak the word for the healing of anything that is challenging us at this time. We can speak with faith and love, emboldening and strengthening, knowing that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly more than we can ask or think. Our teacher told us that we were to love you with all our heart and soul and love each other as ourselves. Let us embody that final commandment. Let us affirm in our spirit, in our soul, and in our physical form that love, love, love will always be there to support us, to uphold us, to embolden us, to deepen our faith in you, for you are love, and we are here to express and demonstrate all that you are, which is love. This Easter morning, let us resurrect in a deeper love that we have never experienced or expressed before. Let us allow our love and faith to be entwined, strengthened, so that we may stand with resolve as we face all of the things in life and go through all the things in life, knowing that faith and love will see us through. Divine Beloved, as always in our deep connection and communion with you. We hold the needs not only of ourselves and family and friends and community, but of our world. We put it before thy throne of grace. Too much to mention and list and label. Too much to comprehend and understand. But we know that you are working in and through each and every one of us. So let our hearts and minds be open and aligned to do whatever is ours to do, to bring the peace, to bring the justice, to bring the fairness, to bring the love, to bring the oneness to ourselves and to our world. On this Easter resurrecting Sunday morning, let us joyously proclaim that he is risen. The Christ consciousness is risen within us. The Christ awareness, the Christ way of being has risen. Divine beloved, I know that my words are inadequate. So whatever I have failed to ask, request, or affirm, I know you will not fail to bless us with. For your infinite grace, your endless blessings, your eternal mercies, we are ever, ever grateful. So it is, and so it is, and so it is. Take a deep breath in as I unmute the phones for our affirmations and Buddhist reflections. Repeat after me our science of mind affirmation. I am resurrected in spirit.
I am resurrected in spirit.
Allowing my true self.
Allowing my true self.
The freedom to express.
The freedom to express.
In deeper and greater ways.
In deeper and greater ways.
Than ever before.
Than ever before.
Our Buddhist reflection. If anyone has hurt or harmed me,
if anyone has hurt or harmed me,
knowingly or unknowingly in thought, word or deed,
knowingly or unknowingly in thought, word or deed,
I freely forgive them and I ask forgiveness.
I freely forgive them and I ask forgiveness.
If I have hurt or harmed anyone, knowingly or unknowingly in thought, word or deed.
Knowingly or unknowingly in thought, word or deed.
I forgive the past and close the door.
I forgive the past and close the door.
I forgive all and resentment is dissolved.
I forgive all and resentment is dissolved.
I forgive myself and I am at peace.
I forgive myself and I am at peace.
I accept myself and I am free.
I accept myself and I am free.
May I feel protected and safe. Contented and at peace. May my physical body provide me with strength.
May my physical body provide me with strength.
May my life unfold smoothly and with ease.
May my life unfold smoothly and with ease.
May I be happy.
May I be peaceful.
May I be free.
May I be free.
May my friends be happy.
May my friends be happy.
May they be peaceful.
May they be peaceful.
May they be free.
May they be free.
May those that challenge me be happy.
May those that challenge me be happy.
May they be peaceful.
May they be peaceful.
May they be free.
May they be free.
May all beings be happy.
May all beings be happy.
May they be peaceful.
May they be peaceful.
May they be free.
May they be free.
I am human in expression.
I am human in expression.
Divine in creation.
Divine in creation.
Limitless in potentiality.
Limitless in potentiality.
I am the light of God within and without.
I am the light of God within and without.
Radiating brightly.
Radiating brightly.
I am the love of God within and without.
I am the love of God within and without.
Expressing unconditionally.
Expressing unconditionally.
I am the power of God within and without.
I am the power of God within and without.
Manifesting exuberantly.
Manifesting exuberantly.
I am the presence of God within and without.
I am the presence of God within and without.
Eternal and unceasingly.
Eternal and unceasingly.
Our rumination, I'll quote from Rumi this week. When you seek love with all your heart, you'll find that it echoes throughout the universe. My beloved, my closing benediction today for Easter. Beloved Mother, Father, God, as we acknowledge how our Savior Jesus Christ carried us to the cross and shed his blood for us and brought us into a new community with you, help us to follow in his way. Deny ourselves and take up the cross he gives us, and the world may learn his way of peace. May his life and purpose be alive in us today, and may we be alive in him. And when our hearts are broken, and when the burdens of this life feel too great to bear, take us to the cross and enable us to see here the great weight that Jesus carried. For here we receive the affirmation of your love, the assurance of your promise, and the strength to persevere. May you bless us this Easter and keep us all year through. May you give us all the faith we need to make our dreams come true. May his love and wisdom always help and guide us on our way. And may his light shine down upon us now and bless us this Easter day. My beloveds, I trust that you have a very blessed and happy Easter Sunday. And my closing song for you is my favorite that I have been playing this past week. It is Cross Cut Collective featuring Corey Voss, entitled What a Love. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Oh,
Collective, oh what a love. My beloved, I wish you a very blessed and happy Easter. Until next Sunday, peace and blessings.